We all have a life outside of work.
And we don't want to lose it.
So when you see our vehicles on the side of the road,
slow down and move over.
You are hearing just a snippet of a new PSA that has been launched by the Connecticut Department of Transportation, and it's talking about the importance of following the slow down, move over law here in Connecticut. Joining us now is Josh Morgan of the DOT. And Josh, we've seen our fair share of these tragedies, most recently here in Connecticut, both a young DOT worker as well as a state trooper. Let's talk about this issue that is plaguing Connecticut right now with this.
Yeah, good morning, Melissa. It's a crisis on our roadways. People are disobeying the traffic laws that are in place to keep drivers and pedestrians and bicyclists safe, but also our heroic first responders, people who are responding to roadway incidents, DOT crews, tow truck operators. There's been a complete disregard for drivers to do the right thing to keep themselves and others safe. So this PSA is really putting the word out there that the men and women who are on the side of the road have lives outside of work. These are real employees. They are not actors. Saying that, you know what? I'm a chef outside of work. I'm an animal lover outside of work. I'm a husband or I'm a wife. Humanizing the work that these people are doing to hopefully make a connection to the residents of Connecticut that these are real people, real lives who are doing work on the side of our roads in Connecticut.
It really is so devastating, Josh, when you look at both the young DOT worker as well as young state trooper leaving behind a wife and two young children. They were both doing their jobs this summer when their lives were cut far too short. And like you said, these are people doing their jobs, keeping our highways safe or responding to calls. And yet they're the ones paying the price. Why do you think it's gotten so bad?
You know, we've seen it here in Connecticut. Our colleagues, DOTs across the country have seen it as well. Following the pandemic, just the behavior of drivers has really just gotten out of control. People are driving too fast. People are driving distracted. And there's also a large impairment problem happening on our roadway. So, you know, putting all those things together, it's what's leading to more crashes, more injuries, and more fatalities. But, you know, the Connecticut Move Over Law is not new. It's been on the books since 2009. It got expanded in 2017, and it was strengthened again in 2023. So this isn't a new law for people, but people may not realize it's a law. So, you know, we're putting money behind this campaign. We're putting ads on social media, on streaming services, on broadcast TV and radio, trying to reach as many people as possible to make them understand that when you see those people on the side of the road, when you see those flashing lights, when you see people doing work, you have to slow down and move over to keep them safe so they can get home alive at the end of their shift.
And Josh Morgan from the Department of Transportation, I don't want this to come off like I'm doing devil's advocate, because I know the loss of Andrew was horrific. It is horrific still. I know the DOT, his family, the community still mourning his just senseless loss of life. But I'm going to ask this question. Do you believe it all comes down to just driver behavior, or do you think there are also things that could be done? For example, one of the things that I'll notice when I'm on the highway, I live right between the Milford Orange area, and there's a lot of construction going on in the Merritt Parkway actually right now going northbound. And I sat in it one of the days on the way home, and I was so infuriated by the fact that people didn't merge over immediately, that people are not considerate of others who maybe missed the signs early enough and letting them in. So we certainly know that driver behavior is a problem. Do you believe, though, that more could be done to get signage out there? For example, if you've got DOT workers or you've got construction workers or you have a disabled vehicle, do you believe that we could do more to let people know a half mile out, hey, merge now. Don't wait till you get to the cones. You know, start moving over now or things like that. Or do you believe the state is good in that regard?
Yeah, you know, anytime there's a roadway incident, we'll put those messages up on our variable message signs. Those are the highway signs. We've been expanding those around the state. They're not on every roadway. We're close to 400 now in Connecticut. But when we have work zones, obviously you put those orange signs up. You know, it's great for people to merge. But we see that people think that maybe their time is more valuable than everyone else's on the roadway. I think everyone can share a story about, you know, someone who was weaving in and out of traffic or speeding or being aggressive on the roadway only to get off the exit at the same time as them. You know, they didn't really make up any time. In fact, they just caused dangerous conditions for everybody else. So, looking for those signs, you know, paying attention. You know, what it comes down to is drivers are looking at their phones, they're distracted, and then all of a sudden they're in a work zone or they're driving impaired and they don't know what they're doing on the roadway. And they're creating really unsafe, dangerous conditions for not only the other motorists out there, but for the first responders, DOT workers, and roadside crews who are out there. So, we put the messages out there. We have the signs. But really what we're seeing on our roadways and what our sister agencies across the country are seeing in their states is that driver behavior has completely eroded following the pandemic. People are more willing to take risk. People have gotten angrier, have lost a lot of patience behind the wheel. So we need to reset. And that's part of this PSA campaign is these are not just AI bots or people that aren't real live, that are, you know, these are people that are going to work and service for their company, for their state, for their community, and they deserve the respect and the dignity of everyone else on the roadway to do their part so they can get home to their families. Just like we want drivers to get to where they're going safely, we want our workers and roadside crews to get home to their families and their loved ones as well.
Well, and you just answered my second question, Josh Morgan, which was not so much if we need more education, because it sounds like it's more of, I just don't care. It's more of a mindset of, whatever, I'm going to do what I need to do. I don't really care. You know, if you need to get home and see your family, I know I got to get home to do whatever it is that drivers need to do. So do you feel like this is a matter of needing more penalties, for example? And I know, you know, you guys have been putting up more cameras, speed cameras, for example, but I mean, do we need more deterrence, if you will, for bad behavior? Because it's not a matter of do I know how to drive or merge correctly. It's a matter of heart. It's a change of heart and actually caring, if you will, about the other drivers and about the people who are on the highway. That, it seems to be the missing link here. Not so much if we have educated drivers, but caring drivers, if I could say that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, we talk to our colleagues around the country, so there's various penalties. You know, it's not a federal standard, so every state is a little bit different for if you're speeding through a work zone or you injure or kill somebody in a work zone, or if you're driving over 85 and, you know, are being reckless on our roadways. So, you know, we would hope as a society, as a community, as a state, that taking care of yourself, taking care of the other people in your vehicle, and taking care of everyone else on the roadway would be a priority. No one wants to get hurt. No one wants to get killed. But people are still driving 85, 95, 100 miles an hour. They are still watching YouTube and watching videos and texting on their phones and not paying attention. We're educated. People know that what they're doing is dangerous. Mm-hmm. They just don't seem to care. So to your point, yes, you know, we hope that this campaign will pull at people's heartstrings, that they will say, you know what, oh my goodness, you know, I'm a chef, or, you know, I love my dogs too. They would be heartbroken if I didn't come home after work and there were no one there to let them out. Mm. You know, trying to make that connection to people. But, you know, maybe there does need to be some stronger penalties. If, you know, you hit people in their bank accounts, maybe that's going to change them. But, you know, we'd really hope that taking care of each other, taking care of one another so we can all get home safely each night would be enough for people. So hopefully this campaign will resonate with the residents of Connecticut.
Well, and maybe it's not even enough to just have a financial penalty, Josh Morgan. Maybe it is actually taking away somebody's license. You know what? If you don't care enough that other people are sacrificing their time and their lives to keep our highways safe like a trooper, or trying to respond when we are at our most vulnerable, which is that our car broke down or we're in an accident and now a tow truck driver is coming to help us. If we don't care enough about those people, then you know what? Maybe we shouldn't be able to drive. Maybe we shouldn't have the privilege of being able to just freely drive if we're just not going to care about the people we need the most to keep our highways safe and to keep us safe when we're on them. So definitely the conversation ongoing, but certainly if you want to check out that PSA, we're going to have the link in full on our website, voiceofct.com. And Josh Morgan, I want to thank you for all that you do with the Connecticut Department of Transportation and for joining us here this morning. We really appreciate it.